Romans 10, 14, 15. Romans 10, 14 and 15. But how are they to call on him to whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him who have not heard? And who are they? And who are they to hear without someone preaching? And who are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, beautiful feet of those who preach the good news.
You got the podium mic? Yeah, I don't have the... All right, thank you. That's all right. I pulled a fast one on you, didn't tell anybody. I'm sorry. Anyway, we had Brandon Price here last week, and he spoke about the not only the changes in his personal life and in his family in the last year, but the work that they're doing and the changes in the work that they're doing, Ukrainian Bible Institute, over the last year as the Soviet Union has invaded Ukraine. And so it was great to hear from him. This week we're equally blessed to have Sakom Hun with us. Sakom is the worker on the Christian Cambodian Christian Ministries. And Sakom was born in Cambodia and as a teenager fled there during Pol Pot's murderous regime. And on his transition here to the States was introduced to the gospel, stayed in a refugee camp and moved to the Dallas area and became more involved in the gospel and more involved in his faith. And then several years ago, went back to Cambodia to part-time work and then full-time work to spread the gospel there. And the Cambodia Christian Ministries has evolved from a once-a-year medical mission to usually a twice-a-year medical mission to preaching school, elder care, orphan care, leader care. They minister to 482 house churches throughout several two-thirds of the provinces in Cambodia. And so a whole lot of work going on there, and so we're grateful to have Sakom. He came, I think, the 1st of November, goes back in about a week or so, so we're thankful to have him here, and I'll give the rest of the time to you, brother, Sakom Hun.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you. Well, I will say, and Khmer word say, Chumriep Su. I mean, greeting, and my brother David always says "Jum Riep Su" to his student when he's teaching. I'm so grateful to be here. If I'm correctly, back in 81, my first trip when I live in Dallas, and I have a friend, he live in Tulsa, and he asked me to come to visit Tulsa in 81, I think in April 81. I've just been in Dallas for a couple months. So now, here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, here I am. I'm so grateful again to have the family. I tell all the students, when I come to the United States, I have big family, and especially in holiday season, like in Thanksgiving and Christmas. When I land in Dallas back in early 81, just by myself and a baby and my wife, three. Now I have big family here too. So grateful. Cambodia is about exactly the same size Oklahoma, the area, the country. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, what, about 4 million here now in Oklahoma. Cambodia, 16 million, and the same size. So, I want to share this about the power of God, what happened in Cambodia. When I read the Bible, when I study book of Roman, the word you just heard that my brother reading, before that word, I learned about Christianity. What mean Christianity? How I heard the word. When I travel, escaped the little tiny country because war started back 52 years ago. Then we live under the Buddhist religion. My family and the Christian, zero Christian in Cambodia at that time. I say zero, maybe somewhere, but I never heard it. But when I escaped, come to the camp, the same that the war back in Ukraine, but back in 52 years ago, Cambodia never heard about Christianity, never heard about the word of Jesus. When I approached to the camp in Thailand area near the border, when I get there, I receive the good news. Before I receive good news, I saw the people from different color. I'm sorry to say this, but I'm born and raised, we see only Khmer people, Thai people, Vietnam people, the same. But when I come to the camp, I see different shape of the people. So, and I learned during the war, we had three American commando training me to how to fight in the war. But when I come to the camp, I see many different faces there, and they come to help me bring the clothes, bring food, bring medicine, and make the shelter for refugees to stay. Then I ask them, why are you doing this? The answer is because the love of Jesus Christ. The word there, the love of Jesus Christ, never have in me, zero. I say, what do you mean, Jesus Christ? Who's this? He's a human in Jesus form, but he's God. He come to save people, and I have no clue about the word save. Again, the word save, I never heard it. The word, the love of Jesus, never heard it. Then they say, who all these people come to helping us? They are Christian. What do you mean Christian? The Christian whom follow Jesus Christ. So all the word coming into my mind when I'm about 24 years old at that time. So I learned that the word of Jesus when I'm 24 years old. So when I come to the Bible, before I become a Christian, I read the Bible. They have Khmer language. First, I read it. The preacher there at Highland Park Church of Christ, Pat Brook, he showed me about the start with the Gospel of Matthew. Then, when I read the Matthew, and I learned that Jesus is God, proved that in the book of Matthew, but I hardly to understand. Then I say, you find somewhere else. So he represent me book of John. When the book of John, I see many words of love. Then now I see that Jesus. Then he opened that John 3:16 and asked me to read that. Then I see that Jesus so loves so much. God is love so much. He come from heaven in human form to save me, who I am. Then I study some more, go back to Matthew. Then I read Matthew chapter 5, verse all the way. I love from verse 3 to verse 12, chapter 5. Then I go to verse 43. Yes, we love my neighbor, love my friend, love my family. But come to verse 44, I back off. It's no way. Verse 44, I cannot take it. I have to tape it up. I not accept it. Because Jesus teach me to pray for your enemy, love your enemy. I live under war 3 years, 8 months, and 20 days. After war, they put me in a prison for 2.5 years. I starving. They beat me every day. They torture me every day. They kill my parents, my dad, my brother, my brother-in-law, my sister. No way to love your enemy. I have a nightmare for many years fighting. Nightmare many years they've been torturing. So when I'm in Dallas, I become a Christian. I hid myself. I don't want to go back to Cambodia. So when I read the letter that Paul wrote in to Romans. When I try to study the purpose of his letter, when I see that Rome chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, but before that he represents Jesus. Jesus is a big picture in there. But the word, I am not ashamed to bring the gospel in 16. Because the gospel has power to save people. During the war, 3 million, over 3 million people died. But I hear the good news of Jesus, include my family, include me. When I become first Christian, I get upset with God. Why God allow of my family die, but I hear the good news. First, God is, I say myself, God is not just. Because 3 million people here, not hear good news and been gone. But now I understand fully, God has planned. God has planned to spare my life for his purpose. Go back to Romans 10, 14 and 15. I've been received my salvation for 30 years, hid myself in Cambodia, in the U.S., in Dallas. Then when I read that scripture, before I went back to Cambodia, before war, there is not good news there. In the picture there, one lady you will see on the screen there. When I go to the village, we bring the doctor going. Then we tell him we are Christian people. We want to help you. And they say, I don't know what the Christian is mean, like the same me when I approach the camp. So I read the Bible. I start with Paul's letter with Corinthians, chapter 13. I read the whole 13 verse about the love. So she say, why it took you 2,000 years to come in here? I say, many people dies, but take you 2,000 years to bring the good news here. So all this going to my life when I in Cambodia. You know, when coming to that verse, I thank God for the Christian here in America. You've been sent me there. If you do not have the Christianity come to the camp, bring the gospel to the Cambodia people, they never heard about salvation from Jesus Christ. So I've been learned that we have to step it out. But to step it out, have to someone to support, to help, to send it out. I look at myself, I've been high. I confess to the Lord. I don't understand that time, the purpose of God been spared my life many times before we die. So when I get there, go back to Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. God been proved that to me to love your enemy. Next slide. He's a Dr. Yin. He's a former surgeon in North Vietnam. He's a Vietnamese man. He come to invade Cambodia back in 1979, and he not go back to his own country. He got family there. When I organize medical mission, before we go out to the field, we have a meeting with 25 doctor and nurse. Then he say, well, Mr. Hun, can you tell me before we go out to the field, why you come back to Cambodia? Most people come back to Cambodia that been escaped out, go to America, so wealthy, rich country. Why are you coming back? I say, because the love of Jesus Christ. Well, I don't believe it. Because when a Cambodian come back, they come first for women. Because women and that over there cheap. They go for women. They go for money. And they go for power. I say, not me. Because I am Christian. I'm not the people like in the world. I want to bring Jesus come to Cambodia. He said, well, you have time to teach me. I say, what I'm here for. So he said, most people tell about he heard the word Jesus before because he'd been in Cambodia, and some people bring gospel to Cambodia, but they talk to the people he hear, but he never pay attention. But this time, he confessed, he said, most people teaching me about Jesus, I walk away. I don't know why I'm staying in front of you this time. Everything you say stuck in my head, supposed to be go out. So I want to learn the Bible from you. So we study Bible first. Again, I start with the book of John. Go through. He's very intelligent. Then he gave his life. He baptized. I baptized him, his wife, and his two children. Then he said, I want to learn some more. So I study book of Acts, completely 28 chapter. Then he looked to me. He said, I want to serve God. I said, took me many years. You need to study Bible. I don't want you teaching wrong doctrine to the people. He looked at me. You not share blessing. You want to keep yourself. I say, you already have blessing from God. You receive salvation from God. Jesus forgive your sin. We've been fight each other. And now you become my family. You used to be my enemy. Now you my brother in Christ. What else you need? I want to serve God like you serve. I said, took me 30 years before I come back. Probably take you a while. Then he asking, look in my face. When Paul, you teach me in book of Acts, when Paul traveling, who's Luke? Is Luke his doctor? I am Luke, you Paul. You help on spiritual, I help on physical. So everywhere we go in the country, he go along with me. It's amazing God's power there represent. See, we call Dr. Long Neal. He used an acupuncture doctor. But he changed. He used a medicine, not medicine. He used like vitamin injected. Amazing, like get a headache, he can inject the head, it's gone. Hurt your elbow, hurt your joint, inject it. He's a powerful, amazing. He's a great man. He with the Lord now. He got motorbike accident 5 years ago, and I miss him very bad because he's grateful serving the Lord there. I learned a lot from him. He's a new Christian. He care about the people. He want to bring the gospel everywhere by his serving, heart. So it's a grateful work. God proved it. Next slide. You know, again, this is Vietnam, not Vietnam. This guy, he's Pol Pot soldier commander. He in charge like over 3,000 army soldier. And he become, I like the song a minute ago, is the victory because my enemy become soldier of God. He come to me, he say, can we say the word together? Thank Jesus, bring peace. I say, man, thank you, Jesus, to bring peace. Because Jesus made him and me to be peace together. So that, you know, my former enemy, the Matthew, Jesus teach me in Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. And I cover up. When I go to Cambodia, God proved that. It's powerful, the Lord. Not just one. Before COVID, we organized medical mission, not medical mission, it's leader care. When Herman and Alexander are there, and we had 165 people coming to the center, and all men, only three women in that class. When I look at, some is blind, some is one arm, some is one leg, some is wounded. I broken. I cry loud. I say, we live under war for three generations in my time. So under Japanese war in World War II, my parents come to me. It's war in Vietnam. Come to Pol Pot time killing. So I tell who were fighting in the war 1970 to 75 come up front. Who will live under 3 years, 8 months, and 20 days come to the front? Who fighting right now in this new government coming? So three generations come. Then I say, who in the Pol Pot soldier come to the left? Who under American supporting soldier come to the right? Who in the military right now stay in the center? So 67 people come up to the front, 37 is former Pol Pot soldier. And now 37 is my brother in Christ. We are soldier for Christ. It's amazing. The word is powerful. God is powerful. Changed my life because of Jesus Christ, a peacemaker. Now, I thank you for all this happened in Cambodia. Next slide, please. You see that burn. When the I talk about the word have power. Cambodia people, they believe in Buddhist, they believe many religion, they believe anything power. So when I go back, everybody have tied the red band and they have bell. I find out when I growing up, they say they put some power word of voodoo power, the spirit power to protect them. When we go there, I open the Bible, I say, Jesus' power cannot imagine. Jesus can fight with the evil spirit just to use a fingernail. Jesus has all kind of power. Jesus has power to save my sin. Jesus has power to change my life, to submit myself. And Jesus has power to make my enemy become family in Christ because Jesus. Then I tell people, say, if you believe on that, you have to obey, you have to cook chicken or boil chicken or grill chicken to worship that spirit. Now you accept Jesus Christ, do nothing, burn that off. So everybody take him out and burn it, and they're not afraid of the spirit no more. So now it's amazing how Jesus helped the people there to recognize Jesus has all power. Next. Yeah, that talk about lady I mentioned first. She now is a Christian, amazing. She is a Muslim. We not reach out to the Buddhists, we reach out to the Muslim people. We go to the mosque, they let us teach Bible in the mosque. They let us teaching Bible in the government building. They let us teaching Bible to the public school. They let us teaching Bible to the Buddhist temple. So we're not, this is a, again, is a, go back to Romans 10. I love that because they do not hear nobody there. Now they hear the good news. See the one say, why take you 2,000 to bring the gospel here? So I'm so grateful that now gospel in Cambodia because you've been helping. I remember David, he said, when he left from Gainesville, I said, David, you need to bring me to where you are. So now I'm here. Thank you. And I believe strongly this is the plan of God brought me here. Again, it's another thing. Okay, again, our plan. I've been in Cambodia for 13 years, exactly this month. I left the country November 16, 2009. Now November, well, a couple of days ago, November is over November 2013 and 2022. So 13 years. And bring the gospel to Cambodia. We have school of preaching. We have water well, we have little care, we have clinic, we have medical mission, and next project, we're going to have the orphan in the center. And not just the orphan, my dream while I'm living in the U.S., we want to have Christian school there. So we want to help the children to have education. So please pray for them. I hope happen before I dies. I want to see that happen because Cambodia is a very poor country. The children run around with nothing. They don't have nothing. The school system over there very poor. When they finish high school, they cannot even read good. So we want to have school in the center and put the children in that school. And Cambodia needs Jesus. And only my brother here, my friend here, serving the servant of Jesus. If nobody go there, how they heard the gospel. And I'm so grateful I'm able to come into the United States and God sent me. When I go back to Paul's letter in Romans, the purpose is coming to ask the church in Rome to help him send him out beyond in Rome. When I read book of Acts letter that Luke writing before Jesus descend to heaven, chapter 1, verse 8, he meet with all apostles and tell, go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the world. When I read the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, it says, go make disciples, baptize them in the name of Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. I be with them. You know, when all the world here, God planned to bring the gospel to the world. Again, the lady waited 2,000 years to get there. So I beg you, please send the servant of God to the place they need Jesus. Thank you so very much. I'm being blessed. Thank you.